Well, up to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Chof Hei Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Chachomim Oymim Benkach Uvenkach Poikin. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lozor and the Chachomim. Rebbe Lozor said, when it came to the Pekak HaChaloin, which is the window covering, so Rebbe Lozor says, you can only place the window covering in the window, Bizmanshi Koshu V'Tolui, two conditions. It has to be tied, so Mela, it's not looked upon as being stam moisif al abinyan, but not just tied is not enough. It can be tied and sitting on the floor with a long rope. It has to be tied and hanging. Hanging makes it clearly defined that it's a not a new entity. It's part and parcel of the binyan, and I'm just placing it in the window. It's part of the binyan. Chachom say benkach uvenkach poikin. So the way of understanding benkach uvenkach, the Gemara is going to say, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah, is say if it's tied. Benkach, uvesayiv is not even tied. It doesn't have to be, not just done, it has to be not tolui, but tied. It doesn't have to be tied. It can just be sitting on the floor, disconnected without any connection whatsoever. It's not called binyan. Zog di gemara, my benkach uvenkach, der chomis say that you're allowed to be poikik, omreb abba, omreb kahana, dafkuf chavov, ben koshu, ben sheine koshur, sayiv it's tied, sayiv it's not tied. That means it could be tied and not hanging. And even if it's not tied, if it's standing on the floor, but it has to be muchan me'etma lekach zagdrashi. Meaning, you don't even require even to be tied, but it has to be prepped before that. That means yesterday you already had to set or prepared it and have the exact measurement. The window is 2x4, 2x4 feet. You know exactly this is the piece of wood that's going in there. That's called mesukan me'etma. Amale Rabbi Yirmiya. Why do you want to make the benkach uvenkach to such an extreme achleikas? Rabbi Eliezer, after all, requires that it has to be kosher v'tolui. That means it has to be tied and also hanging midair between the wall, on the wall, not on the floor, but hanging from the windowsill. So why didn't you make this achleikas so extreme? Why don't you say that benkach uvenkach means bein tolui, bein sheina tolui. Say if it's hanging and tied, and say if it's not hanging and tied. That means it could be tied, but as long as it's tied, even if it's on the floor. Say if it's hanging, if it's tied, like the Rabbi Eliezer, and say if it's not. Why do you make...
If it's not
hanging and tied, means it's tied, but it's on the floor. But lo'elam, it needs to be kosher. Lo'elam, it needs to be tied with a rope. Why are you making it such an extreme machlokes? Now, the reason why I don't want to make such an extreme machlokes is because we find a similar machlokes that requires tied and not hanging. So why do you want to say that, come say it's sufficient, even not tied? Why do we say it should be like that? Omer Rabbi Baba Chanan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ke machlokes kan, the same machlokes you have by Pekakach Loin, kach machlokes ben Nago HaNigrar. Nagar Nigrar is a bolt that moves along. It's a door, a swinging door, that has a bolt that's put into place over there that keeps it shut. So what is the machlokes over there by Naga HaNigra? The Tanan. Now also, it's also a question of binyan. If you want to take this bolt and place it into the door when it's not tied or connected or hanging, even tied, or even tied and sitting on the floor, then it's a question of binyan. So what do we allow by the Naga HaNigra? Zok the Gemara, the Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Erevin. Naga HaNigra, Noyolim Boy B'Mikdosh. See, in the Mikdosh, if it's a Naga HaNigra, so then, basically what it is, it's a hole. Zok Rashi, Nagar. Yated, it's a peg. Shetoykin B'Chor, that you put inside the hole, Shemif Mifton, on the doorstep. V'Noyolim, but it's a Delis, like you have today. It goes to the side, you can put it to the floor. You know the Delis. Hanigrar kinefarish shekoshur bedeles elashroish nigal oretz. That means it's tied to the door, but it happens to be not nitla. It's sitting on the floor, but tied. It's nigal oretz. So that's called nigrar. So naga hanigrar noilim by b'mikdosh. You're allowed to use this bolt with the peg and close it in the mikdosh. Why? Zok Rashi the chayvin the kosher by since it's tied miyuchad va'oymedu lekach. It's meant for that. So it's already built in the daytime, before the onset of Shabbos. All it is the Rabbanon Dekedin. In the Mikdash, we know there's no Shvus. There's no Shvusim in the Mikdash. So since in the Mikdash, you're allowed to be Noyel, Naga, Negra, because ain't Shvus in the Mikdash.
because it's already tied, even though it's not hanging, but it's only Nisr Rabbonon, it's a Shavuos, ain't Shavuos B'Mikdash. Avaloi B'Medina. But in the Medina, meaning, if it's not in the Mikdash, so then it's forbidden.
It's tied, right?
Because even though it's tied, but it's not hanging. We had Rabbi Eliezer said you need two requirements. Rabbi Eliezer said it has to be tied and hanging. So here we're saying it's tied, but sitting nigra. Nigra means on the floor. So in the Medina, it's usur, because yeshvus be Medina. So this is Rabbonon. Soon we're going to say this is shitz of Rabbi Eliezer. V'hamunach, munach means that's not tied at all. Zog Rashi, she'en akoshu klal. Meaning, you just take it out of the peg out of the hole, you show it binachor, and you maniach agabekaki, you put it in the corner of your room. Hilkach, so therefore, kshetoikoi b'shabbos, if you do this on Shabbos and you place it when it's not kosher at all, boinuhu, it's an issa de raisa af a mikdosh. So it's also in the mikdosh and the Medina. Munach is also both places. V'amunach kamekan also. That's the first shita. Comes along the second shita. Reb Yehuda Oimer, ha-munach b'mikdosh. If it's munach, meaning, even if it's not tied at all, but since it was prepped from the day before, the exact size of the peck fits into the hole by the door, it's metukin me'etmoil, so it's not called boina. It's maybe a drabonon, but ain't shvus b'mikdosh. The fact that it's metukin me'etmoil already makes it not a derise of the communion. So that's why it's muta in the mikdosh. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ha-munach b'mikdosh. When it's munach in the mikdosh, even though it's not tied at all, but it's metukah me'etmoil, it's out of body the rice of the Moses is rabbonon, so it's mutan mikdosh ain't shvus b'mikdosh. V'hanigrar, if it's tied, but it's slept on the floor, meaning it's not nitla, b'medina, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutah in the Medina as long as it is tied, even though it's not hanging. But Rabbi Yehuda never allowed in the Medina if it's not even tied. So Shita Zabyuda is that Nigrar is Muta b'Medina. V'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Nagra Nigrar, Shenoilin b'Mikdosh. What's the Nigrar that we said? That it's Noilin in the Mikdosh, according to the Tanakama. Avaloi b'Medina, but it's also in the Medina. Kol Shekoshur V'Tolui, as long as it's tied. V'roi Shemagiela Ora, it's and it's tied, but it's nigra, it's slept on the ground. So that Tanakama allows that Nagar Nigrar is Noilim by B'Mikdosh, but not B'Medina. And Rabbi Yehuda says on that, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ze'af B'Medina Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda argues, we said Rabbi Yehuda said that Nagar HaNigrar is Mutter B'Medina. As long as it's tied, is Mutter B'Medina. Again, Tanakama says Nagra Nigrar is only in the Mikdash. The fact that it's tied and it's slept on the floor is only a Shvus, is mut in the Mikdash, but not by Medina. Munach is also even in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Munach is mut in the Mikdash, even if it's not tied at all, because it's prepped from yesterday, it's not called Boina. But Nigrar, Rabbi Yehuda allows in the Medina. So that's what we're saying now. What's Nagra Nigrar? That you know in the Mikdash and not in the Medina, according to Tanakama, that it's kosher v'tolui v'goyish megil oitz. It's on the floor. And Rabbi Yehuda says ze af Medina muta. There's muta even in the Medina. So what's the concept of Rabbi Yehuda osa in the Medina? El ezesh Medina osa kol shena loy kosher v'loy tolui. It's neither tied nor hanging. V'shoim to menicha v'karen zobis. And that Rabbi Yehuda says is muta in the mikdash because once it's prepped the day before, it's ready not called boina. Now, this is Shitz Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara wants to say, V'omer Rabbi Shua ba'abba mishmei du'ula man tana nagra ha'nigra. Who is this tana of nagra ha'nigra that argues in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, that's a Shitz Rabbi Eliezer like we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, Bezmanchu kosher v'tolui poikin boy. It has to be kosher v'tolui. It has to be two conditions. So, Zog Rashi, man tana nagah nigrar. Also, the boitati need both conditions. Meaning, in the Medina, you need both conditions. Yes, in the Mikdash, it's mut was ancient for Mikdash. But in the Medina, we said nagah nigrar is also. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The omegavi prakachaloin tati binon. Just like by prakachaloin, he needs both conditions. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, bizman shu kosher vitolui. It has to be tied and hanging in midair. The mere fact that it's tied and slept on the floor is not going to make the cut for Medina. Likewise, by Pekaka Chaloin, it's taka, you need both conditions. So, Rashi Rabbi Leazar, the Omega of Pekaka Chaloin, Tati Binon. Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda de Barpluk de Rabbi Leazar is like the Rabbonon. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda require in the Medina? He says, Ze af Medina muta, meaning, a Nagar HaNigra is muta be Medina. What is muta? One of the conditions is sufficient. As long as it's tied, even though it's slept on the floor. So, Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonon, Am Rabbonon Kshira Boi. So, back to the question that we asked. Why do you say, that was Rabbi Yemi's question. Why do you say, Bein Kach Uvein Kach in the Mishnah of the Chachomim means, it doesn't have to be tied. And it can just be on the floor, not even tied. Why do you say such an extreme? Say it has to be tied. And Bein Kach Uvein Kach means Toli Bein Toli. Why? Because we find such a precedent in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda de Barpluk de Rabbi Elazar, when it comes to Naga Nigra, says clearly that the only time it's mutter in Medina is if it's tied, but it's on the floor. Again, Zok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ima hamunach b'mikdash, and the mikdash doesn't have to be tied at all. V'an Nigra b'Medina. In a Medina, it has to be tied, even though it's on the floor. And that's Rabbona that argue on Rabbi Elazar, because we said Tana Kama is Rabbi Elazar. Soi bazoi, that Naga Nigra is also be Medina. It's not enough that it's tied. You need both conditions. That's like Pekach Haloyin. You need Kosher V'Toluy. So here also, Rabbi Elazar that argues Rabbona that argue on Rabbi Elazar say clearly that Naga Nigra is Mutu be Medina. Why? Because it's tied, even though it's on the floor. So the same thing with Rabbonah. Why do you say Rabbonah means Ben Kuh Ben Kach? Even if it's not tied, La'olam say it's tied and it's just on the floor. So La'olam, it needs one condition, even according to the Chacham, it needs one condition, it has to be tied. It could be on the floor, but it has to be tied. Zok de Gemara, Omalei, Anoda Amri Ki Hai Tana. Meaning, I hold like the following Tana, Da Afilu Kshira Loi Boihi, that doesn't even need Kshira Zok Rashi. Who is this shtar that doesn't even need to be tied? That's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Zog de Gemara, Anok, the Amri ki aitan, the Tanya, Kone shet kina balabais li is pesech v'noil boy. You have a similar, you have a kone that the balabais uses as a bolt to open and close. Not like the naga, like the naga li ated that goes into the hole, but here it's a bolt that goes, that the balabais use to open and close the door. So when could you put this bolt on the door? Bizman she kosher betolib pesach. When it's tied and it's hanging in the doorway, so it's not just tied, but it's also hanging in midair. So then, Peseach v'noyel boy, then you can open and clothe it. Ain't kosher v'tolui, but if it's not tied nor hanging, ain't Peseach v'noyel boy, then you can't use it at all. And it's boina. Comes along, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer, metuken, as long as it was prepped from the day before, af pishen kosher. As long as the bolt fits the door, meaning it was mukhan me'etmoil, it was prepped, so it's ready, not cold binyan, and it's muta, even if it's not tied at all, even if it's not kosher at all. So we see a shita that says clearly, that's what we're trying to say now, Rabbon shita of Benkel Benkach, means even not kosher, is a shita of Shimon Gamliel. We didn't want to make a machloikas, we didn't find a machloikas, because we had a machloikas, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonon by Naga Nigrar. Okay. So that was the Rabbanon was Rabbi Elazar. So Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. So why make the Machlokes by Pekach Chaloyin, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon different? But now that you have a sheet of Shimon Gamliel that says that the what's it called? The Koneshet Kino does not even have to be kosher. So that sheet's Rabbanon that says Benkach Benkach, even if it's not tied.
We didn't want to go to such an extreme.
We don't want to such an extreme without a Tana. But now you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says so. So Mele, the Chomah hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Same Shita. Zog Rashi, ki haitana da filuk shigala boi, ki hamshim gam liyol. The Omar, mitukam bazmona ba'alma, va'api shena koshur. Zog the Gemara, Omar av Yehuda ba'ashilas, Omar av Asi, Omar av Yechanan. Halochik hamshim gam liyol. The halocha that hamshim gam liyol, which is the chachomim, which benkach benkach means that the pekaka chaloin doesn't even have to be koshur. It can just be a window, a seal, a big piece of wood that seals the window, even if it's not even tied. It can be on the floor. Like Reb Shimon Gamliel says over here, when it comes to the Koneshet Kino Balabais, as long as it's there, it's sufficient.
Zog the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Rabbi Yechon says, Allah Rabbi Shem Gamliel. Votnan, we learned in a Mishnah called Kisuya Kalim, all coverings of utensils, Kufchavavam Beis. Sheeshlam Beis Achiza, that have a handle. So Nitolim B'Shabbos, then it can be moved on Shabbos. If you have a cover that's missing the handle, it's not a functional utensil. So it can't be moved. It's also to move. It's Muktzah. And that's what we're looking for. Shitz Rabbi Yechonon. What does Rabbi Yechonon require? Meaning, it has to be a shame of a kli on it. What does that mean? Zogt Rashi. It has to be functional for something else, and then you can lift it without a handle. Zogt Rashi. Shakisu roi letashmish atzmoi. Meaning, the covering is royal letashmish laatzmoi who didn't eat talim b'shabbes. Then it can be used if it's used for something else. Vim ein tas kli olav, and if it's not functional for as a utensil, loyam rinon kisu kliu. Loyam rinon kisu kli have a kli. Then it's not considered a kli. V'dalso shira tevu migdal, and doors coverings of boxes of amuars. The tonim asisin noitlin, we learned in the Mishnah. That's saying imoyen by the shirat of a migdal yesh teres kli alein. Why are they roy for a kli? Because it can be used for something else. The ruyan leish of alein, you can, it doesn't have to be me'ay malach to be shoyna. It's used, it can be used for as a stool to sit on. The roy leish of alein, v'los leim ezoinas the cotton. You can put food on there, use it as a serving tray. Why do you have to require a handle if it's betzim a kli? If it's already a kli. But what do we see from here? Zok Rashi, Amal Rabbi Yochanan, Midi Lekateres Kli Olav. If it doesn't have a shame kli be'etzim for something else, even Loi Metaltlin Soi Bazoi Hai Kona. This Kona My Teres Kli Olav. This Kona. If it's not kosher at all, we're saying the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the Kona can be moved even if it's not kosher at all. That's the sheet from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Well, this Kona, what kind of Teres Kli does it have if it's not tied at all? Dr. Ashi, v'haikonah my teres kli olav ika imishum de pesach v'noyel boy ain't the teres kli olav ela teres binyan. That's not a kli. That's good for what we're trying to avoid. You're using this konah to be noyel and open the door. That's binyan. So where's the teres kli on the konah itself? So how could you say that Allah Shem Gamliel? So how could the Biyachin say that Allah Shem Gamliel? That this kona does not have to be tied, even if it's not kosher. Reb Yochanan's shita is that kisya kelim, having a base achiza alone, is not enough to be noitel on Shabbos. Not just a handle. Reb Yehuda Bashila om Rav Asi om Reb Yochanan says it has to be a teretz kli alein. It has to be a shame kli. So it has to be a kli besides the function itself they want to use it for now. So Ibazai, how could the kona be used af bishen kosher? It's not a teretz kli. That the Gemara wants to answer that which Reb Shimon Gamliel over here allowed the kona to be used was only the ikateres kli alav, only because it's going to be mishtamish for a different tashmish. So Grashi, what would the tashmish be? You can use it to crush walnuts or to mix olives to see if they ripen, to see the juice that emanates from it, if it's ripe or not. So it has a tashmish be'etzim to the kona, and that's what we're referring to. Only then he said Allah Zagab Shem Gamliel, because the taka has a teres kli on it. How could that be? Umi boy Reb Shimon Gamliel teres kli olav. Reb Shimon Gamliel be'etzim doesn't require a teres kli to be metal to something. V'otanya, because we learned clearly Reb Shimon Gamliel shita is chagiyah shel dekel, when you have those branches from the palms shagod on Hashem etzim, if they were gathered for firewood, so it's muktzah. Nimlech alein liyishiv, as long as you thought about sitting on them, it's sufficient. So Tanakama says, tzorach likshor, you have to tie them, you have to bundle them. But Reb Shimon Gamliel shita is Reb Shimon Gamliel oimel ain't tzorach likshor. So it's clearly Reb Shimon Gamliel does not require a ma'aseh kshira. Machshav alone is enough that you miyachad the chori shel dekel for yeshiva. So since Reb Shimon Gamliel is matir to be metal to the chori shel dekel, even if it doesn't have a teres kli, the machshav alone is sufficient. So for sure, by the kona, it doesn't require that it has to be a teres kli to be that you patzeh goizim or that you use it to mix the olives to see if they ripen. You don't need a real teres kli. So Ibazai is back to the kasha. How does the biyachin pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel? Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel legabe the din that there is no issa boina on the kona, even though it's not kosher.
But he argues on him on the other din. He argues that you're not allowed to be metalta the kana unless it has a teres kli. He doesn't say Rav Shimon Gamliel that chorish shel deko, that you don't have to have a shame kli on it, and you don't have to be lekasher. No, you have to have a teres kli. So at the end, the kana, it has to have a teres kli. It has to be a kli that you're able to be mefatzeh goizin. You taka don't have to be kosher it. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel on that din. But he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel that it doesn't have to have a teres kli. Avad it has to be sheyesh olav teres kli alein for something else. So the kana would only be metaltal if you can taka utilize it for something else. So the Chayim want to say that the lumdus of Rabbi Yochanan is that meaning legabed din of boina, the issa boina, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So mainly allows you to use the kana for a binyan, it's not considered to be noyel, it's not considered boina, even though it's not kosher. But legabed din muktza, he argues on him, and you need to have a teres kli, and that's why it has to be a functional kli for something else, legabed din muktza. Legabed boina, you're allowed to be noyel. So even if it's not kosher, but like Abi Muktzah, he argues on him, and it has to have a teres kli. I say, Chazanish, Ablaiz Maisha Horetz, and other Achroinim. Lemais and the Rishonim, it's Mavur, that everything is a sugi in Muktzah. They learn differently. They learn, the Rashba learns, and the Ritva, that the sugi is a sugi in Muktzah. The Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the Kon is taken at Muktzah, even if it's not kosher, even if it's not tied. It's not Muktzah be'etzim. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't need to do a Maisa at all. It doesn't have to be tied at all. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to do some type of a maisa that it's a teres kli alav in order not to be mukta. So it's a question: to what extent does he allow this din that the kona can be used legabed the din of mukta alein? You need some type of maisa that's going for something else or not. We'll stop over here. Kuf chavav omid beis towards the top of omid.